Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Deputy Director Scott Peterson. Scott, we have Fall Advisory Board meetings coming up here end of November, early December. What are the Fall Advisory Board meetings?
Well, maybe to back up just a little bit, Mike, to help explain that. By law, there are 8 District Advisory Board members. Game and Fish District Advisory Board members whom are appointed by the governor. And 4 of those members are to be bona fide sportsmen, and 4 members are to be bona fide farmers and ranchers. And the reason for that is to give a little bit of a balance between the sportsmen and landowners and kind of help foster that relationship. And so also by state law, they have to hold 2 meetings within their district each year. And typically we hold one in late November, early December, and then usually sometime around late spring, probably normally like mid to late April, we hold another round, and so that's what the advisory board meetings are. What they're intended for is it's a perfect forum for our sportsmen and women to come out there and let us know what they think. Some issues are out there in their part of the state, what they like, maybe what they don't like, or maybe some ideas on how to tweak things.
Okay, so we have a meeting in each district.
We have a meeting in each district twice a year, correct.
Okay, and topics this year, what are we?
Well, the topics this year, the ones that we want to get out there, and this is the way, again, the way the format is set up is that we always allow, they're 2-hour meetings, first of all. They start at 7 o'clock, we try to wrap them up by 9 o'clock, but the first hour of the meeting is typically set up to get information from the public. We want to know what they're thinking and what their issues are, what their concerns may be. And then we set aside the second hour to talk about things that we think that we would like to get out to the public, to roll out to the public. And so the first hour is it's an unknown agenda. You know, typically this time of year, people will want to talk about how the deer season went. We'll hear some things about that. But some of the items that we want to roll out to the public this year are, number one, we want to talk a little bit about the fishing proclamation, because our fishing proclamation runs in a 2-year cycle. And at April 1 of 2018, we need to have a new fishing proclamation. And while we don't have a lot of major changes, proposed changes to the proclamation, there may be, you know, some minor tweaking done of that too, some minor amendments. And so we want to talk about that with the public. We are looking at making some changes to our lottery application process, and there too we want to make sure that we roll that out, get that information out to the public, and get a feel for how they're going to receive that. And then the last thing that's on our formal agenda, Mike, is to talk about it's House Bill 1025, which really was a way of taking these special big game licenses that are typically allocated by the legislature for fundraising purposes. This House Bill 1025, we think, does a pretty good job of allocating those licenses long term. And we want to let the public know how that's going to work and who's going to be eligible to apply and what the process is going to be for applying for those as well.
Okay, so this is a good place for the general public, hunters, anglers, to come if they have a concern about fishing, hunting, to visit with the director, deputy director, game and fish staff.
It's a great place to do that. In fact, that's exactly why it's been set up. The district advisory board members really are to serve as a liaison between, again, sportsmen and women and the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. And that doesn't mean that we don't, that we don't accept comments or questions from outside of those advisory board meetings, but that's exactly what they're set up for, Mike. And then the advisory board, then the members are to take those recommendations and forward those to the governor.
Okay, and we hold these right after the deer season, kind of to get a general idea at what's going on.
That's
out there.
Right. Yep. And so, you know, the advisory board member, their responsibility in this is to line up a site and a host, and help facilitate the meeting. You know, and let us know what they've been hearing throughout the year in terms of, you know, hunting, fishing, trapping issues.
Okay, and if they want to find a list of the locations and times, go to the Game and Fish website?
Go to the website. Our magazine typically has them, but yeah, the website would be the easiest place to find those. And we're going to all, like every other cycle, we're going to go to all 4 corners of the state. We're going to to Dickinson, to Watford City, to Grand Forks, to Cogswell, and several towns and cities in between. So,
okay. Thanks for joining me today, Scott.
You're welcome.
As Scott just mentioned, there are 8 advisory board districts with a meeting in each district this fall. There's a complete list of advisory board meetings, times, locations, and dates on the Game of Fish website at gf.nd.gov. Game of Fish staff will be at all the meetings to answer any questions or concerns you may have. For Deputy Director Scott Peterson and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us this week for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.